Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Did you make the same mistakes before you turned 30 that apparently everybody does? Maybe. Or were you a lighter version, so to speak? Big mistakes everybody supposedly makes by the time they're 30. I have them for you.
Okay.
Before we start, Steve, who on the show will have made the most mistakes out of all of these?
Probably me.
You think so?
I do.
It's too bad Kelly's not here, because I feel like she'd make a pretty good run at
it. My money would have been on Kelly.
Yeah, it would have been.
And then I'm going to keep a tally for her?
You're just going to guess on whether or not she did it, Maitland?
Yeah,
I think we can probably all fill in those
blanks. We'll collectively
blanks.
Guess. Yeah. Like, there's got to be something on there about joined a cult or almost joined a cult.
Yeah, or wanted to join a cult.
Got rejected by a cult.
Yeah, tried to get onto a cult bus.
Or a cult boat.
Yeah.
Maitland, who do you think would be the highest?
I'm going to say Hot Wings.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think my money is, you know, I don't know what's on the list, but I would have said free beer for your propensity to buy things on a whim.
That's certainly going to put me out in front early on the first couple.
Oh, boy.
All right. The very first one is about me. All right. These are the mistakes that everybody makes before they turn 30, allegedly.
Okay.
Blow an entire paycheck on dumb items. You've never seen that much in your life, and wouldn't you know it, it's just enough to buy the authentic, fully functional Darth Vader costume or whatever it is you think you want. Now, I never missed a bill because I spent my money, but I sure did not have any money in savings because I spent everything else the rest of the time.
Yeah, well, it's so easy, especially with those first jobs. I remember my first job when I was working at a grocery store. I was working, I think, 12 hours a week, and I was making whatever minimum wage was then, probably $5.25 an hour or something. So after taxes, my paycheck was like $35.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to spend all of it.
Yeah, my first job, I think it literally just covered my gas to get there because when I started my first job, it was, they didn't have to pay me minimum wage for whatever reason. There was some rule where because I wasn't 18, they didn't have to pay me minimum wage.
That seems fair.
Yeah, I had
a job
like that too.
$6 an hour. And then gas, that was when gas was like $4 a gallon. And so, yeah, every hour I worked, got you
a gallon of gas.
Right, basically.
Which you used to go back and forth to your job.
Yeah, the only advantage I had was when I started working, gas was super cheap.
Yes. All right, Steve, did you get a point for that one?
Yes.
Maitland?
Yeah.
Hot Wings?
No.
Tommy, did you get a point for that one? He says no. Number two, borrow a huge sum of money and forget to pay it back. Never did that.
No.
It might have taken me a while. Like, my parents loaned me money when I was in college, and I thought, I'll get a full-time job and pay this back by Christmas. Not so fast, my friend. Turns out I was check to check that entire time. They got paid back, but not until I was, like, 29.
Actually, I do remember my dad helping me out. It was my senior year in college, and the transmission in my truck crapped out, and I had to get a new one, and he's like, it was back in the day where he was like, do you have a Western Union office near you?
Oh, boy.
And he sent it to me, and I swore. I was like, I'm going to pay you back. I promise. And he was just like, don't worry about it. And then it just kind of went away.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, do I get a point for that?
Because
I had the intention to pay him back, but he insisted that I didn't because he knew.
No, I don't think that counts.
Okay.
I kind of feel like if you get help from your parents early on, that's different than getting a loan from a bank you shouldn't be getting or asking for a bunch of money from a friend. Like, that seems sketchier and badder news, you know?
I took out a loan on that jet ski
Okay, all right. Yeah.
But I paid it off.
If you paid it.
Wasn't a smart decision.
Okay.
But.
Yeah. Number three, crash a car. Here's what they write. If you've not been in a car accident by the time you're 30, then you haven't been driving.
Yep.
That's I didn't.
Point.
No, I didn't either. And I drove, and I've always driven like an idiot.
Maitland, no crashes?
I rear-ended a Kia.
Okay, that's a point for you.
2019.
Steve?
Yes.
What did you wreck?
My 86 Pontiac 6000.
Okay. Not bad. Howings, none for you.
No.
All right, number four. Dine and dash, either on purpose or by accident.
Yes.
Howings is a yes?
Yeah.
Steve?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Mine was a big one. And I have always felt bad about it. I didn't feel bad about it in the moment, but like 10 minutes later, I went, I shouldn't have done that. But it was a group of us. There were like 15 of us, and we had gone from our university and driven two university vans down to Chicago, and we were doing broadcasting stuff. And so we went to like,
hello, we're young broadcasters.
Yeah. So we did. We went to like a taping of the Jenny Jones Show, which was a thing back then. And we did like a couple other broadcast related things. And then we all went to breakfast one morning at this diner. And the service took forever. They put us like in a back room.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was the worst. I mean, it really was. And like, I'm not one that's prone to complain
at
a restaurant.
It sounds like you're justifying walking out on the bill.
Well, I did at the time. I definitely did because everything took forever. And then back then, I had a credit card and everyone was paying in cash. So we were all paying ourselves. You know, like, I'll pay mine, you pay
yours.
And so I said, look, if you want, just give me the cash and I will put it on my credit card.
Because
that's easiest for me. Because I don't have like $30 or whatever, but I have a credit card. So it all worked out. So
So you took all their money and then you didn't pay. So you ripped off your friends too?
No, I paid them all back.
You heard that, Maitland.
No, I gave all their money to them. I told them what I did. and so I'm in there and everyone leaves. And I sit in the room for like 5 minutes and she doesn't come back. So I go to the front. I go, oh, I thought she was going to come back for the bill, but I guess not. I'll go to the front. So I stood there at the desk and waitresses are going by. The hostess is going by and I go, hey, and I hold and they go, yeah, just a minute. I stood there. I'm not kidding. For 15 minutes and it's a diner. Like, where are you going? You're right there. You can see me. And so I finally just went and I shrugged my shoulders and I went out and I went out the side door. And I just walked away.
Did you run?
And then we were walking and everyone's kind of loitering. I go, hey, we should all start walking. Quicker.
Did you at all consider just leaving the cash behind to at least pay for something?
No, because I could have, but I was just so mad. I was so mad at how
to cover most of the bill,
how assy all of the service was, and how bad they treated us and everything else. And so, yes, I regretted it 5 minutes later. But then I go, well, I can't go back.
No, you'll get arrested.
Yeah,
your picture is going to be on the wall.
Yeah. So that was a bad one.
Picture on the
wall. I didn't like that.
All right. So only Hot Wings is dine and dashed, right?
Yeah. No.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think I did.
Okay.
I did.
Drive drunk or high? No.
Unfortunately, yes.
You did it?
Yeah.
I definitely drove across campus once.
Yeah.
That when I shouldn't have been. Nothing bad happened, thank God.
Like there was one time.
Definitely did.
Yeah.
I was leaving a brewery here around here and was totally fine, like felt fine. And then I got to a stoplight. I smoked at the time, so I hit my cigarette. And then whatever goes on when you have alcohol in your system and then you put nicotine in it, you get like a head rush. So you're just like, oh. And so I was sitting at a stoplight and I was like, oh no.
Yeah. Like you had that I shouldn't be driving
but
moment.
I was like one block from home and I was just like, just get there. Get inside, and then I got inside, like locked all the doors, and I was like, "I'm a bad person."
Did you like when you realized that? Did you look at the person sticking through the windshield and say, "I still think we can make it"? As blood was coming out of their face,
yeah,
that would have been bad. All right, so again, these are things everybody mistakes. Supposedly, everyone makes before they turn 30. How many points do you have so far, Maitland?
3.
Hobbings?
2.
Steve?
3.
Only have 1. I'm boring so far. Just about wasting money.
Yeah, man.
Any of you
drive drunk?
Yeah. I feel good about this. Yeah. Any of you forget someone's name or say the wrong name.
What, every day of my life?
No, like during sex.
During sex. Oh, during sex? Oh, God, no. Yeah, no. You left that part out. I'm like, I forget everyone's name all the time.
I thought it was assumed, but no, you're right.
No, God.
Everybody said no?
No.
I mean, after the fact?
No. Kelly gets a point for that.
Yeah, how many does Kelly have, Maitland?
Yeah, have you been keeping track of Kelly points?
If you have that one, she has three. But
what other ones did you give her?
Driving high and...
You know she's blown money.
I think car accident. I think I did put that.
Oh, you know she's blown money, though, too.
She's really smart with her money.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
she is. I don't know if she would have.
Maybe now.
Yeah.
Now she's smart.
So no one said the wrong name.
No.
No.
Get arrested for something dumb like public urination, public intoxication, indecent exposure.
Nope. Never got arrested.
No, never been arrested even for something that I deserved it for.
Tommy, I see pointing at you.
When I was in high school... And I, with my high school girlfriend, we didn't realize that this was a bad thing to do, but, you know, public parks are open at night, and we didn't want to be home to have prom night. Okay. And so we're, you know, saying hello to each other in the car.
You're having prom night at the park.
Yep, you know, as one does.
Yes.
And
As one does.
And suddenly, we're, you know, in the back seat, and...
Oh.
Cop lights start showing up behind us.
Oh, no.
And so the cop starts knocking on our windows because we freak out. So we just shrunk down to the, you know, hang down.
Did the cop see, like in Titanic, the sweaty hand go down the steamy window?
Honestly, that'd be pretty cool. But
so no.
No, I wasn't that beautiful, unfortunately. I don't think I've even told my parents this story. So hi, Mom. And the cop starts knocking on the window. And my girlfriend at the time is literally not wearing a shirt. And so they're just like... Hey, and I'm like, hey.
Did you end up in the back seat of the squad car?
They knocked on and said, show me your ID right now. And I said, okay. And they told us, you need to leave.
They probably saw that you were freaked out enough. This was never happening again.
Yeah.
Right?
Apparently that's considered trespassing. Who knew, not me?
Those are probably the moments they live for. Like, as a cop.
Yeah.
Like busting kids doing stuff, like just and then laughing as he walked away.
Yeah.
Like to me would be great fun.
Because they probably were on the other end of that at some point, some version of that.
Of course.
As long as they don't find cocaine or meth, everything, we can move on.
Yes.
Kelly, get a point for that?
Yeah, I gave her one. Does getting an MIP in high school count?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's a stupid reason.
I didn't get arrested, but I had to go to court and stuff.
Yeah, I got written up when I was in college. Because
by the dorm person?
Yeah, like the RA, because we were drinking in the
that
dorm.
Doesn't count.
No, it has to have a policeman involved.
Yeah, no police.
Yeah.
The next one, get caught streaking. Never streak.
No, I'm barely nude at my own house.
Right. How
never
nude.
Being naked.
Get incredibly sunburned, sure that nothing will faze you.
Oh my gosh.
Definitely one for me.
I mean, my back looks like the photo negative of a constellation map. Yeah. I have so many like moles from sun damage.
Maitland, when we first moved to Omaha, I reffed NBA's Hoop It Up, which is a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, in the parking lot at a casino. Where if there was a tree around, it would have seemed like an alien because there were no trees. I did it from 7 in the morning until 8 at night. And when I got home, I realized I had a terrible sunburn and I still went back the next day. My sunburn was so bad. At work Monday, my forehead started leaking a clear substance.
Ugh. Like your plasma was in your body.
I think so. I went to the pharmacy to ask if they could help, and the pharmacist said, you're going to have permanent scarring. You've made bad decisions. I'm like, well, that is the least helpful thing ever. So that's my second point.
Yeah, Maitland's only lived in a world of sunscreen. We grew up in a world of tanning oil.
Suntan lotion.
Yes. Where it's like, slather your body in something that will magnify the sun. Yes.
I did. One time I went tanning, and they had this special lotion that I tried in like a little packet sample. And they were like, it's called Cherry Bomb. And I was like, ooh, I love cherries. Here we go. And I put it on. And when I got home, my skin was, I was burnt, but then also was breaking out in hives.
Oh, nice.
Because what the lotion does, it does something with, like, I guess, like the melanin in your skin or something. It brings it closer to the surface so that when you tan faster, or something to do with that. And I had a really bad reaction to it, and I was burnt.
Yeah, no fun.
Yeah.
All right, things everybody does before they turn 30 that are big mistakes. Who's got the most? Maitland, how many?
5.
Hobbings?
3.
Steve?
4.
Me, 2. Kelly?
5.
We're scoring Kelly at yeah. home. Tommy, how many do you have?
I'm at 3.
Okay. The next one, been kicked out of a bar.
Yes.
Yes.
Nope.
Nope. Yes. Maitland?
Yes.
Oh, I was once fault, in the dumbest reason ever. Remember?
At the cabin. That's where I got kicked out. It's stupid.
That shouldn't even count. That was such BS that time.
Hot Wings was causing all sorts of trouble in the bar by setting his bottle of beer on a pool table not being used on the edge.
Yeah, they take that seriously.
Yeah, and then we started singing with the jukebox. And they're like, all right, get out.
Yeah, it was crazy.
What?
Yeah, they screamed at me. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. I wasn't doing it to be a jerk. I go, oh, no problem. I'll put it over here. Whatever. And then, yeah, we started singing along with a song. And they go, get out.
Yep.
It's a college bar. Piano Man is on. Like, what's right? your deal?
Right.
Yeah, that one shouldn't have counted.
All right, they so 3 suck. For me. Have cheat on someone. I did not.
Not proud of that one either, but yes.
Steve gets a point.
6.
Oh, before I was 30? Yes. I was thinking college, but yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah. Maitland?
Nope.
Tommy? Nope. All right. Steve, how many do you have now?
I'm screaming back. I have 6 now.
Okay. Hot Wings?
Oh, yeah. With the bar kick out, that's 5.
Okay.
Maitland? I have 6.
Okay. Hook up with a coworker. Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why else have a job? Like, there's money and there's hooking up with coworkers.
Yeah, that one's tied into the last one.
Yeah, I bet it is.
You know it is. There's no betting involved.
Yeah, that's a sucker bet. Yeah. I would love to take that bet.
Yeah.
Hooked up with a coworker, Maitland?
Mm-mm.
No? Hot Wings, yes. Steve, yes. Me, yes. Tommy, no. Hurt yourself while performing some sort of stunt for attention. Doesn't have to be like a stunt, but...
Anything BMX.
Well,
Those are stunts for attention.
Yeah. A lot of them happened while you were drinking, too.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever actually hurt myself, though.
Next one. Leave a credit card at the bar. Yes.
Wait, I am just on fire.
No, I didn't do that until I was in my 30s.
One more before
I left it at Bar Louie.
Oh, yeah. One so more sad. For this break. Live with a weird, random roommate. Oh,
yeah.
Yes and sure. yes.
Can I get, like... Bonus points?
Yeah, do I get a point for every weird roommate?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about college. I mean the couple that I had after college when I was so broke but needed roommates.
Yep.
Yeah, my closest one was Doug, known as Kia.
But he was fun
but
weird.
But he wasn't totally random. I did know him before that.
And he was fun weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you never were like, this guy's going to murder us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had that one guy that was a photographer for the newspaper that I lived with. He was weird, and he put his feet on furniture all the time, and all my furniture smelled like his feet after I moved out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
gross.
That was a real bummer.
And
the other guy brought his dog and didn't take care of it. He let it poop in the basement next to the air conditioner, next to the furnace where it would generate.
The intake, right?
Yeah, because he didn't want to go outside with him.
And then when he left, I found cereal on the ceiling in his room.
What?
I don't even know how that's possible.
Yeah.
Like, did you just get excited and throw it up?
Boy, that guy was a nice guy, but a gross,
wonderful
slob.
Person. Wonderful
what
person.
What a slob he was.
All right, we'll continue. See who gets the most points out of the 30 things everybody does before they turn 30. That's on the way.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.